Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the sixth?
Yes.
Yes. Sixth issue of this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles story arc, issue number 5.
Correct.
If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last 5 episodes.
Yeah. So, we come back in basically where we left off. The Ninja Turtles have been transported through this transmaterial location, transmat device.
Yep.
It's
a portal. They ran through a portal.
And when they show up, all they see are a bunch of dudes with guns pointing them at them, and they're like, cowabunga, dudes! Yeah. And then they start just kicking the crap out of them. And there's a robot standing behind them, and he's like, man, these strange creatures have given me a way to escape. Excellent. They're distracting the federal guards or whatever, so I can get away.
These troopers.
Yeah.
Feather rats or something like that.
Yeah. Well, feather rats is what the
Triceratons, yeah.
But anyways, so he's getting away, and then he's like, you know what? He's like, they helped me escape. I should help them escape back. Yeah. So he's like, hey, you guys over here. And so more of the federals are showing up.
The troopers.
Yeah. So the turtles are like, all right, let's get the hell out of here. So they run to this, they run up onto this rooftop.
Yep.
And then they're like, how are we going to get away? And there's a garbage truck that goes by underneath, and so they do a Deadpool and jump off the high thing into the garbage truck.
They grab the robot with them.
Yeah. Well, they kind of push him off, don't they?
It's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah. But anyways, so they let the robot basically lead them to a section of town that's kind of the slums. What do they call it? The
I do not remember.
Yeah, it's not important, really. Yeah.
I do like how they are like
we're not in Kansas anymore.
Michelangelo looks over the top of the garbage thing. It's like, hey, we're in a weird city. Check out those dudes. And there are a bunch of like aliens, and the turtle's like, oh my god, where are we? This weird. What's going on?
But they start talking to this robot, and they're like, we're definitely this can't be New York. This can't be Earth. And he's like, oh, Earth, is that your home planet? And whichever one of the turtles, because of course
be Ralph. I'm pretty sure it might be. Let's just say Ralph.
But he's like, what are you talking about, home planet? And this is where he, explains everything to them that they're on this different planet. And they talk about how they got transported there through the lab, and then he talks about how he got he used to be a scientist, and then he traded his brain into the brain of his robot.
Well, it's not that he traded. So this is Dr. Honeycutt is his name.
Yeah,
and it's not that he traded. He was working on a device that could let him. Not control, but
he could share his brainwaves, basically.
Yes.
And while he was wearing this device, he got his lab, I guess you'd say, got attacked by
a thunderstorm, and the Fuganoid or the robot, that's this robot, was out and about tilling the field or something like that, and
got stuck in something. Yep. And so when he went out there to save it, the lightning storm came up on them and electrocuted them both, which...
Because a giant metal robot.
Yeah.
But he was also still wearing
the metal
telepath
thing. And it caused his mind to go into the robot's body.
Metal wave helmet, sorry.
Yeah. Because his actual body got all burnt up and killed.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because they thought that... Well, according to him, the Federals thought that he had killed his owner, so he had to run away because robots have no rights.
Yep.
And that's how he got to where he's at today.
Yeah. So he's been labeled a fugitoid.
By the way, the Federals wanted the scientist because he can make the transmat device.
Yes. He's the only one apparently that can.
Yeah. Even though he's never made it, he's just got the idea for it.
Yep. So he got labeled a fugitoid and is...
Fugitoid. As in a fugitive.
Fugitoid. And he's just trying
Android.
To... Yes, I know. He's running away.
I'm saying that for everybody else.
Okay. He's just trying to stay ahead of the law.
So they're trying to find... they're trying to find a way to... some place to hang out, right? Or some place to lay low.
Yeah.
So they go into Port Neroy's Spaceport Jockey Bar. So I'm
sure.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, so I guess it's a slum bar.
Yeah, but this is where they mention, one of them mentions, I think it's Leo, that it's a weird feeling being able to just walk through the streets
and nobody thinks it's odd because everybody's odd.
Yeah.
He's like,
on Earth, they can't do that. They have to hide.
And he's like, but it kind of sucks because, you know, we're fugitives too now, so we can't even... In the place where we could walk around normal, we still can't.
I mean, to be fair, like, he says that we're fugitives because we're aiding and abetting a fugitive from the law. You showed up and started beating up federal troops.
Yeah. Well, in their defense, they were all pointing guns at them.
Okay. They still beat them up.
Look, if I randomly showed up someplace and somebody was pointing a gun at me and I had the means to fight them off and not get shot... I'd fucking do it too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the federal troops will not see it that way, though.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't see anything because they'd be fucking knocked
out. There
you
go. All right.
I don't know. It could have been a turtle. It could have been a dude in a suit. Anywho, we get this general, or what the fuck is his name?
Derpy. Blank. B-L-A-N-Q-U-E.
Blank. Yeah, blank. Thank you.
Yep.
He's
the one that's heading the search for the fugitive.
I need pictures of Spider. No, wait.
He's got the flat top.
Yeah, I know. But he's like, you were supposed to catch me, honey cut. Blah, 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 this. I need to use him as my slave because since he's only a robot now, he doesn't have any rights and I can keep him until he gives me what I want. Yeah. And because there's another group called Triceratons.
Triceraton.
Yeah. That have apparently hacked into their communications, and they're like, "Oh,
they can make this device that they need.
We need him also."
Yeah, so the whole reason he doesn't want to make this device is because
people are going to use it for war.
Yep,
and he doesn't want that.
Correct.
He.
So when he heard that the turtles, you know, came to this planet via that, he's very interested.
Because
Honeycutt is.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I thought I was the only one who knew
this.
He's
like, yeah, it was in my mind, but he's like, apparently other people have done it already and it works, so then maybe mine will work too.
Yep.
But while they're in there, the federal troops come down and corner them. And so this part where the one turtle grabs a gun from the dude and then just kind of like throws the dude in front of the guy that's shooting at him. Like, I mean, it goes to show that, you know, they aren't below, you know, using human shields.
Well, these aren't humans, though. So it's fine.
Fair enough.
But
while this fight is going down, the Triceratons show up. And this is where we get...
They blow open the roof, which is amazing.
Yeah, and it's Honeycutt that's like, oh no, Triceratons!
Yeah.
But they get in there, they fight. They steal Honeycutt. The turtles go chasing after them. They steal a flying car, which Donatello learns how to fly in less than like 10 seconds.
I mean, he even says, what did he say?
This reminds me of the neutrinos from the cartoon that come from Dimension X.
Okay.
The flying car, you know? Yeah. That's what the car reminds me of.
Well, because, I mean, even, I think Don says it's been a while since I've driven a car, but
and then,
if it's just like any regular car, it should be fine.
And then
driving... How do I steer this thing?
Oh, and Michelangelo's like, oh yeah, when's the last time you drove a car? I know it's Michelangelo because I can see his nunchucks on his back.
Okay.
They get
chasing after the Triceratons. They fly over this wooded area, this forest area or something.
It's Central Park of the alien
basically.
World.
And then there's a couple of Triceratons that were there waiting on anybody who
thought it was going to be the federal troops, the Federats. Okay. And so they're like, it could be Federat soldiers. And then so they wait for them to go by and then they start, you know, following after them. And the turtles start blasting away with them with the blasters, which they actually hit one of them, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah, because he blows up in midair, like, harsh.
I mean, it's...
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Then the other one of them flies underneath and rips out the motor of the flying vehicle. The turtles fall out, but luckily land in trees that break their fall.
Yep.
And then they're like, how are we ever going to catch up to them now? Let's just run through the woods in the direction that they were flying.
That, and then they also, I think, start hearing battle.
What are the odds? Oh, look, there's Honeycutt over there. Let's follow him into this random spaceship.
Oh, it was a base. But yes, I mean, they saw it as a base, but it turned out to be a spaceship. I had to, like, zoom in because they point out, oh, there's Honeycutt. And just looking at it, one, it's a small picture. But even if I zoom in... I'm like, where is it? Like, I can
he's up in the top corner.
Well, yeah, but like, it's like right here, roughly. Like, I can kind of see it, but not.
Yeah.
It's like, how the fuck did they see that?
They've got keen ninja eyes.
Apparently.
Like I said, they're enhanced turtle senses.
Okay.
But anyways, so they get in, it starts taking off. And then they're in space.
Yep.
And while, you know, the Triceratons are taking Honeycutt to meet their leader. Well, the leader of the ship, anyways. And while this is going on, like, the turtles are in, you know, zero G, and then they realize they can't breathe.
Their oxygen is being depleted.
Yeah, and so they're floating around. They're like, guys, we can't breathe. What's going on? And that's where it ends.
To be continued. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.